We're talking about U3A today, the University of the Third Age. It is a pretty unique and exciting organisation which offers enrichment to their members who share their skills and life experiences. There is a huge variety of subjects on offer that include physical, recreational, educational topics, from cameras to canasta, discussions to dancing, music to mahjong, and much more. Morning Magazine invited Lana Began, a U3A tutor, to the studio to share her particular passion, which is literature. She was a high school English teacher for 40 years in Australia, Canada, and the West Indies, and among many things, was the English head of department at St. Columban's College. Now, we've all read books that were subsequently made into movies, and we've all discussed, debated, and compared the differences, haven't we? One of the greatest classics, the To Kill a Mockingbird, written by American Lee Harper, was set in the 1930s, but it was published again in the 1960s against the background of racial unrest. And that's our topic today. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Lana, in your opinion, how do a book and a movie compare?
Well, there are usually many similarities, particularly in terms of setting, characterisation, even events of both texts. But, of course, there are many differences as well, and we see that in our current text, To Kill a Mockingbird.
And it is To Kill a Mockingbird that we are speaking of today.
Yes, that was the first book that the group looked at. Mm. We had, most of us had read it, usually when we were in year 10 at school. And a few people had even seen the film. So we were starting from a point of some sort of familiarity.
Okay. Mm. Now, Lana, with this movie, do you think that the movie could be made again today? And would it depend on the focus of the story? What do you think?
No, I don't think it would be made again today. In the light of the way in which racism and race relations have changed, not only in American society, but in society across the world, I don't think the focus of the film would be a valuable film today.
Yeah.
The book is different. The book has a different theme and a different purpose. It could be rewritten, but I don't think the film would be a valuable film today. And the other thing that the group felt was that Gregory Peck, having won the Academy Award for his role, who would one get to play that role again? Yes.
That would be a little bit difficult.
A little bit difficult. Yes, true. Yes. Yes.
Now, Lana, if somebody wanted to come to Caboolture U3A, how would they contact you?
Well, the office is in a building called The Cottage, which is on Short Street, in off King Street behind the fire station. It's just opposite the Bridge Club.
Okay. Lovely.
Not all the classes are held there. Classes are held in various venues around the Caboolture area, but that's the headquarters there.
Okay. And what days of the week are you open?
They're open from 8:30, 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. and at 9:30 on Fridays.
Okay.
That's only during term time, not during school holidays.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Lana Began, U3A tutor. How wonderful is that? It's been lovely to have a little chat with you. I'm sure that we could get a whole lot more into this.
Yeah. I think so, yes. There's a lot to say.
Yes, there would be. And I'm hoping that that might just be something that does happen pretty often.
Well, I'd be interested in that, yes.
That'd be lovely.
It's a very active group, a very vocal group, men and women, which is somewhat unusual sometimes for literature courses. Mm. But everybody has an opinion, and I think everybody feels free to express those opinions as well.
We're sort of almost of that age, aren't we?
Yes. We don't care what people think anymore, do we?
Oh, Lana, thank you so much for coming in. And we really appreciate you keeping our community informed and connected.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you.